Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving.
Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, thank you. Well, hello, Candace.
Hello.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. We're on the air. Yeah, you're on the air, sir. This is Candace. You're excited.
Hello, Candace.
Hello.
Here we go. Candace, can you hear me?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sweetheart.
Okay. Well, you are live. You're live. This is your showtime. You are live
okay.
on the air with the Just Chicago. Take it over, brother. I'm going to be in the back end, and you got a lot of callers on the line just by three minutes of us being on the air. So this is your night. Do your thing.
Okay.
And,
you say I start broadcasting in 3 minutes?
No, you are on the live. You're on air right now.
Well, let me say
you
this:
you are live on the air.
With my 40 years of being in the nightclub business, even though I was in the nightclub business, I never opened up a club without opening up with prayer. And today, I have with me, at least tonight, I have with me Bishop Jackson, one of our prominent. I am a little bit nervous, but one of our religious leaders, and I want him to open me up with a prayer, Bishop.
Father God, in your name, we bless your holy name because you've been good. And we're thanking you for this magnificent program that is going out on your airwaves, oh God. Thanking you for Brother Cliff and all the staff of this magnificent program. And Father, we magnify you just because you've been good, and we know that you're going to make this program a great success. Giving your name all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
All right, Candace, here we go, baby, huh?
Here we
Listen,
let's
to
do
the world.
It.
Okay, to the world out there, I'd like to say hello. My name is Clifton Alexander Pierce. I come out the street in Chicago, nightclub business for 40 years. Ran some of the most prominent nightclubs in the city. Sweet Georgia Brown, Dayton Gang, East of the Rhine, Tiger Lounge, down through the years. I've been involved with the nightclub business. Matter of fact, Sweet Georgia Brown was owned by Ray McCoy, and I worked for him for years, Ray McCoy. By the way, happened to be Lisa Ray's father, the actress. And he was murdered some years back, and Lisa at the time was a hair model. And she decided to go to Hollywood, and she took her daddy's name, which was Ray, and tied it in with her, and that's how we got the name Lisa Ray. How about that? Also, I have with me with Jerome Simmons. Jerome Simmons is a photojournalist, one of the best. Gladys Knight, Smokey Robinson, all those people he worked with down through the years. I'm going to let him say something real quick.
Congratulations, Cliff Pierce, on your brand new show. Hopefully, you'll be as popular as the best of them all. I can't think of the fellow's name, Lindbergh or whatever his name is, but hopefully Cliff will equal that prominence.
Hey, let me tell you a little story about that while we're on the subject of some of the people that come out of Chicago. By this being my premier show, I just want to tell you some of the people that came out of Chicago. I'm going to start with Don Cornelius. Okay, Soul Train originated out of Chicago. Don Cornelius was a police officer, and the gentleman that owned our black radio station got pulled over by the police and was written a ticket. And the ticket, the officer, the driver said, "Man, with a voice like that, you need to be in radio." So we ended up going to WBON and working. And from there, he got fired. And he was given the job of being the host of Soul Train, where it originated here in Chicago, along with Clinton Gent. But again, I want to just talk about some of the people that come out of Chicago. I'm going to start with Al Carter Bay. Al is keeping jazz alive. Okay? Al is keeping jazz alive. And jazz, to a large point, originated out of Chicago. I'm going to tell you a little story about a guy. We used to have a thing called Blue Mondays back in the 50s. Every Monday, they would have a Blue Monday set at a club called Club DeLisa. So Count Basie was there, and his guys told him, say, "Man, we got a guy that needs to be in your band." And they say, "Where is he at?" He said, "He's in the Crazy House." So they say, "Well, y'all go get him." They went and got him, and that guy that they went and got was Joe Williams, the great jazz singer. There are a million stories in Chicago, and that's just one of them. Also, this is the home of the Shylights. Right now, we got Marshall Thompson. Matter of fact, he got a birthday coming up. And we call him the last man standing in the soul groups, Marshall and the Shylights. Last year, we had a big birthday party for him. Had a backyard party with a swimming pool and a concert in the yard. So a lot of things are great on in Chicago. We got Ramsey Lewis, one of our great pianists. Ramsey came from Hyde Park High School, one of our great pianists. We got Jerry Butler. Jerry Butler came from the Cavalier Green. Him and Curtis Mayfield, they got together and formed a group called The Impressions. Once again, talking about the history of Chicago. You got Earth, Wind, and Fire. They come out of Chicago. How about The Emotions? The Emotions, they come out of Chicago. They were called the Sunbeams. And the dad really didn't want them singing secular music. But they ended up singing, and the rest is history with The Emotions. And then, well, we got Minister Louis Farrakhan, brought here by the Honorable Minister before he died. Farrakhan came out of New York, and he was brought here to lead the Nation of Islam. And so far, he's done a great job with that. He's got our people still in order, and he's a well-respected man. Once again, talking about the people out of Chicago. Then let's talk about Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Hyde Park High School. And you know the history on her. Matter of fact, she got a movie coming out that's going to be starts this weekend, I believe. Then you got the Five Step Steps. They made a record called Don't Waste Your Time. Okay, really, the top group at the time was the Five Stair Steps. But they had these other guys that used to come out of Jerry, and every Wednesday, what's that, Wednesday night? Wednesday night at Beale Street, they would have talent night. And these little guys would come out and do a show because it was talent night. And the one little guy, he's about 9 years old at the time, before the show starts, I would lay him on the chair and put my coat over him so he could sleep till showtime. That turned out to be Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. And the dad had a station wagon that wouldn't run, so every night after the show, we had to give it a push down Halsted, you know what I'm saying, to get it started so they could head back to Gary. Another story to be told right there. Once again, let's see what else we got here. And then we got the Staple Singers. When you say Staple Singers, you say Mavis Staple. You say Pop Staples. You even say Pearl Staples. Okay? And Ben Branch, he's a big man with Push at the time, and he always loved Pop Staples, and that's how they really got their name. Then we got the man who wanted to turn back the hands of time. He even wanted to change his mind, you know, but he also said, "That wasn't me. If you saw me coming out that hotel room, that wasn't me." And we're talking about Tyrone Davis right here. He's out of Chicago. So we got a host of entertainers coming out of Chicago. I can just go on and on with that. Then we got the White Boys, the group Chicago. They come out of Chicago as well. Matter of fact, that's where they got their name, the Chicago. Then we talk about the Great Migration. A lot of your people from the South came to Chicago because there was opportunity here. And at one time, I was a reporter for the Chicago Defender, which is one of our black newspapers here. And I wrote the entertainment column for that paper. And I wrote an article in 1991 that Mr. Sinstack sent for me to come up to his office and explain to him why I wrote that article. And you don't go see Mr. Sinstack. So I knew I was fired. So when I got up there, he started lecturing me, but all I wanted him to do was tell me I was fired so I could go. And he said, young man, you wrote an article in the paper that everybody's calling us on. And I said, yes, sir. I'm still waiting on him to fire me. And I said, well, what was the article, sir? He said, you wrote an article, 1991. The article was, the worst thing that ever happened to the black community is integration. In the year 2020, it's still the worst thing that ever happened to us. We spend our money with everybody but us. The black community suffers because we do not spend money within ourselves. We are a nation of consumers. We drink the best whiskey. We wear the best clothes. We listen to the best music. We're just a nation of consumers. Matter of fact, we were 13th in the world in entertainment and money spent if we were a nation alone, the kind of money that we have accessible to us. But once again, we're consumers. We're not manufacturers of anything. So, again, black history in Chicago. I cannot continue to talk about Chicago and not mention our mayor, our first black mayor, Harold Washington. Okay? Harold Washington was a lawyer, come out of the Army, and he was a boxer. Okay? And he also was a public official, state rep, and he was so-so with both of those. So-so was a lawyer. He might file your case. He might not file your case. But he's a prime example of where an office makes a person. When Harold became mayor, Harold became the man that he ended up being, a great leader, a great inspiration. And this is one of the things I'm trying to get over to Joe Biden. Do not take Chicago for granted. With less than 75 days out before the election, they still do not have an office here in Chicago. And you can't do that. And the point I'm trying to say here, they're going to say that we're a blue state, or ain't nobody here in Chicago going to vote for Trump. But the point I'm trying to say here, Joe Biden, you are not running against Trump. You're running against voter apathy. Okay? Read the book on Harold Washington. The baby in a stroller. The 90-year-old lady in a nursing home. The guys in the alley drinking wine. The guys shooting pool. The guys up in the project. Everybody had a Harold Washington button. If you didn't have a Harold Washington button, you wasn't black. So I'm just saying that he has to put troops on the ground. No matter how much Air Force you got and how much Navy you got, you still need troops on the ground. And Joe Biden, that's what I'm saying to you. You need to get here in Chicago and make sure that even if a snowflake falls, my people are still going to get out and vote. So, Candace, let's take a break for a minute. I'm going to get some wind. Hello?
One, two.
So what you have
to do? Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving, yeah, yeah, yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Oh, not the answer. For only love can conquer. You know we've got to. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me, honey, so you can see.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know what? Hi, this is Candice Carey. I work for the Canon Media Network. I also have my own show called Just There with Candice and Shelley. And we are excited. This is a special premiere show because this is our baby. This is a show that we are producing and that we are engineering. We support Mr. Clifton and what he has to say, and he has a very strong voice in the community of Chicago. So let me give you a little backstory. I had him on my show about a month ago, and he just had a lot to say, and he intrigued me from that. So then we decided to offer him from the Canon Media Network his own show. So here we are today. Tonight, this is the premiere of the Just Chicago show, and we have a lot of great guests. Special guest is coming on, in addition to Mr. Pierce himself. Okay, he can run this show by himself, but we're also bringing on a young lady by the name of Ali Sarfraz. She's a legal activist. She's in the political arena. I mean, and today is a special day for her as well. So we'll be bringing her on, I guess, around later on within the show, maybe about 30 minutes or so. And then after that, we are going to open up the lines for questions. We're going to open the lines around, I guess, 7, because I'm on the Eastern Standard Time, and we have people on the West Coast. And I know Mr. Chicago Clifton is calling in from Chicago. So we have 3 different time zones. We are worldwide now, ladies and gentlemen. We have callers from all over the world on the line, and we are in the true essence of being worldwide. So this is a very special, special movement and a special, special show. So having said all that, we're going to go ahead and bring Mr. Cliff back on the air, and we're going to let him, you know, give us a background of who he is, tell us what he likes about Chicago, what he wants to see. You know, this man has lived many lives, I'm telling you. He's clean as a whistle. He, like we like to say out here in the South, he is cooler than a polar bear's toenail. All right?
Oh,
so,
boy.
Mr. Cliff, welcome.
Hey,
tell us what's going on in Chi-Town, because I know a lot of things have happened today in the news, you know.
Well, you know, once again, I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to talk about Chicago, because we're not what you see on the news. That's number one. Chicago, even though they call us the second city, we are a number one city. Welcome to the major leagues when you come to our town. Once again, I just want to tell you about all the people that come out of Chicago. John Johnson, Ebony Magazine, first black man to have a building downtown. Chance the Rapper, Kanye West. I could go on it. The mob themselves, when you're talking about Chicago, the Chicago Defender with John Stinstack. Then we talk about Lou Rawls. Now, the question. What did Lou Rawls, Janet Taylor, and Sam Cooke have in common, other than the fact they all were out of Chicago? But the question and answer is, they all sang with the Soul Stir, the gospel group. Just a little nostalgia for you. And that's how that goes there. Then we got George Johnson. George Johnson came out with South Sheen Product. And let me tell you, they had the first black expo in Chicago. Okay, it was supposed to be a small little affair at the Capitol Theater on Halsted. But the thing grew in such proportion that we had to end up having it at the amphitheater, okay? And it became one of the largest productions ever to be, and that was the Black Expo in Chicago. And George Johnson put that together with his hair product. And then we're going to talk about hair product. I'm going to talk about soft sheen products, Ed Gardner. Right here on 79th Street, Ed Gardner was a teacher at Carver High School. And I watched him come up and down 79th Street where we had a million beauty salons, asking these operators to use his product, okay, use his hair product, and he's giving it away, okay? He ended up being the largest black hair producer in the world, Ed Gardner, who still lives today. And one thing I like about Mr. Gardner, even though he reached such financial wealth, he still lives in the city, and that's really important to me, you know, that he still lives in the city. I'm going to mention another person that only a few people know about, and that's Lottie. What I liked about Lottie was a hairstylist, and he opened up a beauty school. But what I liked about Lottie, You came to Latin school, and then after he got there with you, he wanted you to go out and have your own business. You know, I understand and I believe in education and all that, but right through here, I'd rather see my children learn a vocational trade. Learn a vocational trade. Then work for yourself. Okay? Now, when we're talking about that, you got to mention this black man in black history, Mr. S.B. Fuller. S.B. Fuller. He had the name Fuller. Some people thought Fuller Brush was him, but he was a black man, the richest black man in the country at one time. He was a master at sales and taught a million black people today that are in business how to sell. So that's a man that should be going down in history, too, and we're talking about Mr. S.B. Fuller. Now, we got a mayor here in the city of Chicago. As you know, she's a female mayor, and I really wouldn't wish on her what's going on with her. Between this pandemic, then she brings in a superintendent of police who used to play AAA ball, and she brought him into major leagues, which is Chicago, and we're having problems here. We're having problems. One of the reasons why I say that is that when you want to talk to young people, you have to get out and talk like them. You got to say some curse words like them because they'll hear you. I'm going to give you an example. If you walk up on a bear in the woods, if you run, he knows you're scared of him. Okay? If you look forward at him, he knows you're aggressive. So what they tell you to do, move side to side. If you move side to side, then the bear may walk side to side and leave you alone. The point I'm trying to say, Mayor, when you're talking to these young people, Police Superintendent Brown, when you're talking to these young people, stop pointing your finger at them. That's a sign of aggression, and they're not listening. They're not listening. Okay? She's hired a bunch of people. They spent over $900 million on crime in Chicago, yet crime is up. Why? Because they don't have the right people in the right spots. You fight fire with fire. If I walk in the room, they're going to say, oh, man, that's Cliff. If Sam Chapman walk in the room, oh, that's Sam Chapman. If Gator Bradley walked, oh, that's Gator Bradley. Okay? Pete Frazier, oh, that's Pete Frazier. Rose Weller, oh, that's Rose Wellerson. She's hiring all these people that nobody has never even known before, and they do not have a relationship with these young people in the street. And I'm telling you, it hurts me. It hurts me when I wake up in the morning and find another child has been shot. Me as a man, I cannot let that happen. At the same time, me as a man, I have to defend her because she's a woman. Okay? But you got to hire within. You can't bring an outsider in and think they're going to be able to do a job where they don't know the name of the street that they're working on. So, you know, we have to do a better job with that. We have to get to our young people. And it's only a few of them. But if I tell these young boys to put the guns down, what am I going to put in their hands? What am I going to put in their hands if I take the guns out of their hands? Not what they're going to do. You want to talk about reparations? What is reparations? Okay, we already know that if you gave all the money to the poor people, the rich people have it back in 6 days. So you just can't give them some money. There's other ways of reparations, through education, through housing, the whole nine yards, you know. So we have to think in that term, development of our community, a better relationship with our community. You preachers, Jesus didn't even have no house. Bishop, did Jesus have a church? What was Jesus' church at? His church was the streets. His church was the streets. Wherever he laid his head, that was his church. Preachers, y'all got to come outside of them churches. People on the corner need some talking to. They need some time in there. So you got to do that. And you're talking about voting? What's going to inspire our people to vote when they say, oh, man, them white folks going to do what they want to do anyway? But we got to inspire our young people to vote. And that's why I'm going along with these young people and they marching. I just want to know what they're marching for because I want to march with them. The Bible says seek the elders, so I want to know what they're marching for. And once I find out what they're marching for, I'm going to march right along with them. Okay, Candace, I can really ask a few questions now, if you wish. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, yes, I'm in Sharon from Chicago. I live in Chicago. I do look and see. Did you see my podcast today?
No, I didn't get a chance. I said I was going to do that.
Okay, well, my podcast is about African, other diaspora, stolen identity.
This is Miss Hester, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. I just met you yesterday. Okay, how you doing, young lady?
I'm great. I'm excited.
Okay. I hope I'm not letting you down.
No, not at all. Thing is I'm excited about us as a people. We don't know who we are, and Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, has given me information, you know, through the Bible as to who we are. And we have to open up the Bible and go back to that story and find ourselves. And then we can wake up to who we truly are. So I wrote a book. I have music. I have a lot of stuff. But the thing is that I have those podcasts that people can listen to and really get to know how to find your identity, how to know who you truly are as a people.
Well, you know, let me say this, Ms. Hester. As a young kid, every Wednesday I went to Bible class on my block. Now, I went for the Kool-Aid and the hot dog, but I had to recite something out the Bible in order to get that Kool-Aid and hot dog. So once again, one of my things I really want to do is for our block clubs to start a Bible class that these kids know about the Lord, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, I don't care. You can be a great mother, but I'm telling you, a boy needs a man in his life. It's just that simple.
Yes.
You know, but I will get back to you, and I hope you stay in touch with me, and maybe we can do some things together. Thank you.
Okay, but one more thing I wanted to say right quick.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, yeah, one more thing I want to say right quick is that Nick had said something that got him in trouble, you know, when he had that conversation with Professor Griff, and only he knew how to explain how, you know, we are the Jews or how, you know, whatever he said that got him in trouble, then he wouldn't, you know, they would have approached him a different way. But because we don't know, so the answers to these questions is why I want to teach. So, you know, I really want to teach our people, you know, how to answer these questions and how to establish your identity, your true identity. So thank you.
Well, let me say this about Nick Cannon. Enough is enough. Go on your own. He has enough to have the media outlets that he wants to have. It's time for us, P. Daddy and Jay-Z and all those guys, it's our turn. So it was time for him to leave there and go straight forward. Stand behind him all the way. He's a young guy. It's time for our young people, them 40, 50-year-olds, it's time for them to lead, and it's time for guys like me to stand behind them and whisper in their ear. So I'm all the way down for Nick Cannon. I'm all the way down for him because he wants to own his own. One day he wants to be the biggest media person in the world, and whatever I can do to help him, I'm going to do that. But I thank you for your call. Hello? Yes. Okay, who else we got? Hello? Okay, Candace?
Okay.
Another thing I want
I think
to talk
it's
about
time for your special guest. I think it's that time
business.
For your special guest.
Having your own business, controlling your own
destiny. I think she's coming up to the
that's
doorbell right
me.
Now. I think that's
you know,
your special guest.
When you get something, look on the label and see where that product come from. I say, hey, I can do this for myself. You know, right now we got Reverend Willie Wilson in the city here. He's an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and all of that. I would like to see him take one of these schools that we got closed down and create a vocational school in it. You know, teach these young boys how to be electricians, carpenters, plumbers, teach girls how to be nurses and nurse aides, all this kind of thing. Do for ourselves, you know. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that. To thine own self be true. That's what Shakespeare said.
Okay, we got another guest.
You
want to
talk
now.
About that?
I think
want
this
to talk
is
about
Shelly
Mession. The policy game.
This is Shelly
Mession
in the Cannon Marketing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still with you. We got Shelly on the phone.
We
hey,
Shelly here in the house. Hey, how you doing,
hello.
Clifton? I would like to welcome you to the Nick Cannon family, the Nick Cannon Foundation, as the vice president of the Nick Cannon Foundation, also known as Shelly Mession, known as Nick Cannon's cousin, known as Michelle. Sure, who I am. I'm a beast. Clifton, yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, this is the big boss here. This is Shelly Manson. She's the boss behind everything. Shelly, how are you tonight?
Oh, well, you know it, making money and making sure everybody is heard at the same time. So I just want everybody to know that it was important that you came in and spoke you have an opportunity with Nick with this H.R. 1242 reparation out of Washington to be heard. And as Candace Carey said, we are live worldwide. We are on so many different coasts. You have so many special guests coming in tonight. As Candace welcomes your guest in, from time to time, she might start muting people's phones. You hear phones say muted or unmuted. Pay attention to the backgrounds, the feedback. If you got to mute your phone while people speak. Even me, I got the big trucks rolling by, you see. And from time to time, I might stop and say hi to people because I'm a very friendly person like that. If you're friendly, as I see Clifton, go ahead and let some of your friends come in on the line. Open up the lines. Mr. Cannon is always listening. And from my here, we're almost about to max the board out. So welcome to the Cannon Media Network. This is Miss Candace Carey on the other end that you all are listening to. She did the Drumline movie with Nick Cannon. She did the one-arm push-up. She's fabulous. She's absolutely fabulous. As well as myself, Shelly Mancion, Clifton Pierce, I welcome you. And please bring on your guest. Thank you.
I love you, girl. Thank you. Come on with it, Candace. Do we have another guest?
Hi, good evening.
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, your name?
My name's Aliyah Saffres. And I'm running here.
Why do I know that name from?
I think you like to call me Ali.
Ali, like the champ, right?
Right.
Ali, what did I tell you? I said winners never quit and quitters never win. And one while
right.
while you were thinking about running for the political arena, you wanted to quit because they were challenging you. And I say, listen, God put obstacles in your way to find out if you really want it. What happened today?
Today I got on the ballot. We fought hard. We fought for the truth and what was right for transparency and accountability in Illinois. The State Board of Elections had a discrepancy in their database, but that wasn't brought into question when it came to evidence. They accepted the affidavits that I presented. They acknowledged that people make mistakes and that mistakes can be rectified when it came to signing a petition with an affidavit. So they upheld the correct case law, and it was a great day. I mean, we were all of these independent candidates, other party candidates, were all on the ballot. We were all going before the State Board of Elections. It's a big day today, a lot of people getting certified, you know, a lot of people running due to COVID-19. Nothing's stopping people from wanting to come forward and raise a platform and a voice in America. And I think that's one of the biggest feats that we can have during COVID.
Okay, who was down at the Board of Election with you today trying to get on the ballot also?
Kanye West was trying to get on the ballot. They pretty much accepted the fact that he couldn't get on. But you know what? Like Kanye or not like Kanye, you got to say one thing about the guy. It takes a lot of guts to get up, to run, to raise an issue. I mean, he stood before people. He even cried about his personal story and was shamed about certain things. And you know what? The culture of shaming has become commonplace, but he's still going forward. He's still signing up. He's still running. He wants to run as president of the United States of America. So I kind of got to admire the guy for going that far. He's changing a lot of election law. Issues such as when you file a petition are now coming to the forefront. You know, is an attorney that's filing on your behalf, if they're a few minutes late, can they get the petition on the ballot or not? So, I mean, there's all sorts of questions coming forward, and he's changing the face of America. One man.
Ali, tell the people who you are and what's your background. What's your nationality? Where you come from?
Well, I grew up in Sydney, Australia, and I my parents are Pakistani. So I've come to Chicago in about 2010 was around the time I came to Chicago, but I've been in the USA since about 2004.
Okay. Your educational background?
I studied science. I studied law. I've worked with insurance. I've represented all sorts of people, you know, be it plaintiff, defendant, corporations, the government. So I have a good understanding of a lot of things and how people operate.
Okay, let me ask you this. Per capita income, what's the per capita income of the area that you live in?
I think a majority of the people that live here are family units with an income of at least, I'd say, 90,000 plus. Median up to, 200,000 possibly, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, my next question, what percentage of these people are black?
I'd probably say less than 10%. I'm still waiting for a new revised census to come through, but definitely less than 10%.
Okay, less than 10%. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chicago is a very segregated city. It is, I think, in fact, the most segregated city in the USA. And here I'm running to build a bridge between different communities. And I'll tell you, the other two candidates don't have an idea of how to do that, how to engage people, how to understand what the needs and concerns are in a time where people are so polarized.
Okay, okay. Well, the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. So
that's
if
true.
That's you, be you. Aren't you a member of PUSH also?
Yes, sir. I met Doris through you. And she got me on board on the women's committee at PUSH. And ever since, I've been so excited. I think that's one of the things you were talking earlier. One of the most striking things about Chicago are the personalities of Chicago. And to land in Chicago and to meet the people that were at the forefront of the civil rights movement is one of the
mm-hmm.
most amazing experiences of my life, for sure.
Okay. Well, Dr. King said that he'd been all over the world, and he has not seen the anger and the hatred that he saw until he came here to Chicago. And right now, matter of fact, back when I was on the road with Ice-T and Hammer and all those guys, I was in Mobile, Alabama, and after the concert, we was all in a hotel room, and they were saying, man, how do you all have such a separated city like that, And to a large degree, it's still like that. Chicago's very segregated. Matter of fact, we are two cities.
It seems like that. It takes a long drive to go around Chicago, and a lot of people are in their comfort zones here. But I think now is the time people have recognized that more needs to be done. The racial issues that are aggressing people need to be controlled and calmed down.
Well, let me say this, Ali. You're the type of person that we, myself, and now as a member of the Canon Media Group, we're going to do everything we can to get a person like you behind you and see that you get there, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for your support. I admire Nick as well for taking on the responsibility of getting into media. I think that's a big step for the black community. And then to have aspirations of being one of the strongest voices in media is phenomenal. I grew up in Australia where Rupert Murdoch is the number one controller of media. I came to the USA and it's the same case. So to get to a level and to exercise that kind of leverage is one of the biggest steps that anybody can do. Media is a huge influence on the way people think and react.
Well, let me say this, sweetheart. Out of adversity comes prosperity, okay? Jennifer Hudson would have never made it had she not gotten kicked off of the talent show. And you see where she's at now. So you make a good thing out of a bad thing. Somewhere there's a good thing. When I look at a glass, I look at it being half full, not half empty, So my point here is that keep your eyes on the prize, which is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And through all things that come through him and everything will happen, just keep your heart strong and keep your mind straight. Thank you again for calling in. Candace, you got another call for me?
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you're more than welcome, sweetheart. Candace?
Yes, hi. Okay. Yeah, hi. I was in the back office engineering. Yeah, Ali, if you can just wait 1 second. Do you have enough time? I have Shelly Mancion. She wants to personally introduce herself and say something to you. let me just go ahead and unmute her for you. All right. Okay. Shelly.
Miss Ali.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, my love. My love, thank you, my love, for loving my cousin Nick. Thank you, Mr. James Cannon, for my cousin Nick, all his brothers, everybody. Thank you. We support you. Thank you, Cliff, for bringing her on. You know, you know how I say her name. I say your name Allah, right? Allah.
No, really?
Right. Allah.
You're turning me into a god. That's
Allah.
Allah, you know, the interesting
you
thing
about
so Allah
is... You have so much work. You have so much work that you have to do.
It is so
that
much work.
My love, I know you are so overwhelmed. It is time for you to go right now and refresh your makeup and get your, you know, your robe on or your next wardrobe change and go and floss your hair, you know, and tell God, thank you, Allah, and enjoy your night, my love, with your family and just laugh. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
Get that laughter out, and I'm going to make sure that Mr. Cannon hears everything. He always tunes in secretly, so I'm going to make sure I special deliver everything. We support you, my love. I say, Candace, you have to unmute my phone, love. I know I'm back here working in the back office, but you're going to have to unmute me because I want to congratulate her.
Oh, thank you so much. Look, I feel the love, and I feel that the culture of shaming has to go. That's one of the things that people just don't recognize. We're all humans. We all make mistakes. We all need to come to a place of understanding, and it's such a difficult thing to do in today's time.
Yes, it is. Whenever you're ready, let Candace know so we can get your radio.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, both you ladies. You know,
thank you.
Okay, listen, I'm really truly enjoying this opportunity right here. And I want to say to the Cannon Media people, Chicago is loaded with talent. Chicago has a million stories. There's a million stories in this town. There's a million people in this town with talent. And I sure enough want to use this opportunity to let the Cannon Media people know about these people because they got it right here and all they need is an opportunity. James Brown said, just open up the door and I get it myself. And I really feel that way about that. You know, also, I want to let everybody know, too, that Candace is coming to town. Candace has written a book, and it's called Candace. She has written a book called Lord, help me.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So anyway, October, first week in October, they're coming to town. We're going to be at the 50-yard line, one of our most popular clubs in the city. So in October, we're going to be there. We're going to be doing a book signing. You must wear a mask. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to be social distancing. And we're going to do a book signing. I have just received all the books that they sent me for samples. And I'm going to be going around to all the different bookstores, giving them a copy of the book and hoping that we can put it on the shelf. It's called Drumline. It's a book. It's a book that's the timing is right on that because it's talking about
it's
women
it's...
in power. Dreamland. What are they talking about?
It's titled so Dreamland. It's okay. Dreamland.
Listen, I'm dreamlanding on the drumline. I put it like that.
There you go.
But once again, the first week in October, they're going to be coming to town, and we're going to show them a real good time. And the book itself is about a woman who discovers another world and in the time of women. Well, right, let me tell you something about Chicago. We have more powerful black women than any other city in the country. Our mayor is black. State's attorney is black. Our president of the Cook County Board is black. Our attorney general is black. I can go on and on with all these black elected officials, okay? But let me say this is about me, and I'm not even being braggadocious. I'm just saying it like it is. At my age, by me being associated with you guys, that put me on top. But I'm not like the other guys. I'm like the old-timers when I come out here. I climbed up a ladder to get to you guys, but I left the ladder down there so that somebody else can climb up them same steps. And right now we have a situation where if somebody makes it in our community, they kick the ladder over so can't nobody else make it. We got to stop that. We got to stop that. The Bible says seek the elders. Seek the advice of the elders. You know, if I die tomorrow and never do another show with you guys, I want you to say, I don't want nobody at my funeral preaching. I just want you to say that along his way, Cliff tried to help somebody. That's all. And it don't take a lot. It don't take a lot. All you got to do is care. He'll open up the door. Just care a lot. He'll open up the door. He'll give the opportunity. Just keep your heart clean. And with that, I have nothing else to say. Candace, I know you're in the back room doing our electronics. Once again, is there anybody else on the line I want to talk to?
Listen, this is Candace. If you want to ask Mr. Clifton any questions, if you can just please just press the number one button on your touch tone phone, and that way I'll be notified and you'll be in queue. Until then, I guess we'll just kind of – yeah, can you hear me? I can hear you. Okay, listen, we have a caller. Hi, caller. One second.
Hello,
hi, caller. Welcome to the Just Chicago Show. Caller 5704. You're on.
Jerome Simmons. Let's say one thing about Black Lives Matter and the representatives they have in Chicago that gained national variety for her remarks during the looting of Chicago. She said,
okay, we
that,
got some reverb. If you can put your phone on mute in the back, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's your host. Cliff, take us off speaker. Okay. She said that the rioting was payment, our reparations payment, and that it was a rightful thing to do, which is so far from the truth because looting hurts Black folks more than it hurts white folks. Everybody that they catch looting will have to have a minimum of $500 in their pocket just to get out of jail. And we got so many people in jail that can't afford the $500 that have been lingering for 6-7 months, years and years, because they can't come up with bond money. And when that person leaves the family, he's probably a breadwinner, regardless of what his occupation is, but he will go down as a looter. And to say that you stole a television and that was reparations for all the slavery and whatnot we've been through is ludicrous. What we need for reparations is to forgive the student loans of all Black kids, and after completing college, have them do community service in the community for 1 year or 6 months, as they do in Israel when they demand that you do 1 year in the military. So if you're a student and you get a student loan, that's reparations after you graduate from college. So that is my statement on that. And I turn it back over to Mr. Cliff. Mr. Cliff?
I talk about the importance of our young people having a trade. You know, it's real important that they have a trade. And I also want to talk about this voting situation. My thing here is that every block in Chicago should elect a captain of that block. And all these people that want to do this write-in voting, that particular person picks up everybody's vote and takes it down to the ballot box. That way we know who voted. We ain't got to worry about the mailbox. In fact, in the middle of the night here, we've had mail trucks coming in the middle of the night picking up the mail boxes where you can't mail in. This man is doing everything he can to try to steal this election. And I can understand why, because he's going to jail. He's going to jail. So what he's doing is trying to keep himself out of jail. And I ain't mad at him. But the bottom line, again, we have got to figure out a way to make sure that everybody's ballot is counted. and that everybody gets out there to vote, no matter what the weather is. We got to get out there and vote. And one of our most important people in the community is our seniors. They're the people that vote. So we need to make sure that we're able to get their ballot and get them in a situation where all their ballots is in and everybody is counted. You know, that's very important to me, you know. Ken, another call? Okay, we're starting to wind down.
That is, we are winding down. I think my dad wants something to say, but I think this is phenomenal. Callers, again, if you want to ask me, if you have anything just to say, anything in your mind or your heart that you want to say something, okay? I guess, you know what we'll do is we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back. Take a little break.
Okay, baby, and I'll be ready for you. Miss you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. World's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Doctors make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build.
What's up, it's your boy Courtney J. Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
All right, wake up. Wake up, everybody. I love that song. I think we're woke.
Yes, we are.
Say? I think we're woke. I don't think we're sleeping anymore.
Not anymore. That's why I chose that particular song. You know, it's time to wake up. It's time to be real. I give Trump credit for that. It's the fact that he has woke people up in the political arena and be aware of what's going on around you, who you're electing. And that same thing goes with your local politicians, too. Be aware of who you elect and be aware of the judges that you are electing. Those people hold life and death over you. So not just the president. Look around in your own city, in your own state, and see who your state representatives are, who your aldermen are. But listen, this is what I want to close with. Okay, I do believe the number one draft choice in the collegiate basketball has chosen Howard University to go to. Okay, and what I'm saying here is that I had two nephews who I tried to teach to play baseball, but when they came along, basketball was a thing, and they went off to different white schools with scholarships. And then I had a nephew that was younger than them, and he had the brains. He couldn't play no ball, but he had the brains. And I begged him to go to a historically black school. And the point I'm trying to say here, and I'm gonna close with that, is that if our athletes start going to a historically black school,
those sponsors, those gym shoe companies, those athletic wear companies, they're going to go where the athletes are. And therefore, our black schools will not be in no financial troubles anymore because they're going to be getting sponsorship. You know, I almost believe to the point where you got 50,000 people in a football stadium there and the kids out there playing for free. I do believe college kids need to get paid, and that's what I'm saying. But what I'm really saying as I close this show out today is that all you young guys out there who have a chance of making it to college and making it to NBA and the NFL and all those things, choose a historically black school. Choose a historically black school. Right here in Chicago, we got Chicago State. And some of the best athletes in the world come out of Chicago, especially when it comes to basketball. Let's go out there and help build that school up. Let's go to Chicago State. Instead of going out of state, let's go right here in our state and build that program up. And so with that, I'm just going to say control your dollars. And Candace, I really, really, really want to thank you so much, sweetheart. Miss Shelley Manson, you are what you are. And none other than Mr. James Cannon, without you, none of this could happen. So I definitely want to say how much I appreciate you, sir.
What's up? It's your boy Corey DJ Hershey. He in the ATL. And you know what? Who else got that finesse out there? The one and only Candace and Shelly.
All right, well, we're signing off. This has been another, this has been an Acts International Artist Creation, the collaboration with Nick Cannon Media. Tune in next week as we will air his show again, Just Chicago, and keep a lookout for the new guest that's going to be coming on the air. I also want to keep in mind that you guys know that we will be in Chicago. We'll be in Chicago. We had scheduled to be in Chicago September the 4th and the 5th. However, you know, we're having a book signing, and we need to have product, meaning the books. So we've ordered a lot of books, but it's taken us a little bit longer than we expected for the books to arrive. And, you know, we're not going to be signing newspapers and stuff, even though I would love to see everyone, but I want to have some product to give you. So having said that, we decided to just push it back until October the 3rd. So we will see you guys, Cannon Media Network, Candace Carey. The Dreamland book signing will be in Chicago, October, the weekend of October 4th. That's on a Sunday. And it's going to be some exciting times. Also, we're bringing on the ladies from London, the Modair Collagen Company out of London. We're going to be having them on the air. They want to talk about their collagen products, so we'll be having them zooming in sometime in September. So keep a lookout for that too. The Modair Collagen London Corporation. All right, thanks everybody for your time. I'm excited. I've had a lot of great news today coming in, and I guess, you know what, be safe, and we love you. Ciao. Until then, bye.